Now we begin to look at the readings for this cycle C, the Feast of the Holy Family. The first text is from the book of Samuel, and it recounts the story of Hannah. If you look in the book of Samuel, you'll see that Hannah was one of two wives. The other woman had children. Hannah had none. And so one time at a feast, she stayed behind and prayed. And prayed to the Lord for a child. And the Lord heard her prayer. She had made a vow that this child would belong to God. And so what the text is meant to instruct us in is that every child belongs to God. You can't kill any of them. But more profoundly, that this child is a gift entrusted to these parents so that this child can spend eternity wrapped in wonder at the beauty and love of God. And so the text speaks that way, you see. Those days, Hannah conceived, and at the end of her term bore a son, whom she called Shmuel, God hears, Shama El. And that's going to be one of his characteristics. When he starts to hear the voice of God, the old man tells him, go back there, next time God speaks, say, speak, Lord, Shamoach Avdeka, your servant is listening. So his name is, you know, Shmuel, God hears, and now he says, I hear. And so it's this text. Hannah conceived, and at the end of her term, bore a son, whom she called Shmuel, since she had asked the Lord for him. You see? Sha'al Taiv, she asked for this child, you see. This is all teaching on marriage. God give us children. You see, marriage is, as you saw in this first text, marriage is that the two reflect each other and are helps to each other. And that's the bond. Out of that bond of love and affection comes life. Life for them, and then other life, new human life. And that was denied to Hannah, and she wanted that to bear new human life. And so she did. But then, once Samuel was weaned, Hannah brought him up with her, along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah, flour, a skin of wine, and presented him at the temple of the Lord in Shiloh. Now, he's still a little boy, but she's giving him back to God. Now, this is the theology of marriage, beautifully developed by Pope John Paul. This child is the fruit of this man and woman, but it is a gift of God. With all our technology, we cannot create real human life. We can't. So you see, every child must be given back to God. Hannah is a model for this because this boy is going to stay there and become a prophet. And the beginning of, in a way, of the whole prophetic line in Israel. Shmuel, you see, God hears. So once Samuel was weaned, 2.5, 3 years old, maybe a little bit more, depending on their customs, Hannah brought him up with her, along with a three-year-old bull and the brother, you see. After the boy's father had sacrificed the young bull, Hannah, his mother, approached Eli. Now, Eli was the one, the old man, watching her pray so intently that he thought she was drunk. And that's why he went up to her and said, "What are you making a spectacle of yourself, drunken woman, here in the sanctuary?" She said, "I'm not drunk, my Lord. I'm in anguish. I have no children." And he said, "You will have a child." And I, you know, the priest of the temple, and he was right. So now she's back. And you see, approached Eli and said, "Pardon, my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood near you here praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord granted my request. Now I, in my turn, give him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be dedicated to the Lord." He's just a tiny child. Maybe he's 5 or 6, because an old man can hardly take care of a child that's too young. Hannah left Samuel there. Now, that's fidelity to a vow. It's respect, knowing where that life comes from. You see the mistake in this whole debate about abortion. It's in the woman's body. She has a right. She has a trust. She has a responsibility. Yes, of course, the child was conceived through intercourse, but that child is a gift from God. And so, suppose Hannah decided, "No, I think I'll have an abortion." We would have no prophecy, or none that would have been God's first intention. Somebody once was praying to God and saying, "God, send us statesmen, geniuses, physicists, chemists, leaders, philosophers." And God said, "I did, but you killed them all." And so this text of Holy Family in this year C is on this notion that this Shmuel is a gift from God. And so after the sacrificing the bull and offering that as in thanksgiving, you see, Hannah left Samuel there. Now, what does that text teach us about our modern situation? You see, first, that married women should have children. And it's a great bereavement when they don't. And so many who don't adopt because they want children. Or they get prayer and they conceive. There are many women in this world. I prayed with them, and a lot of Francis is walking around. But they're a gift from God. All I did was ask God. And so you see, this is a model. The principles are a model. No woman will leave her 5 or 6-year-old son at the seminary. Thank God. They wouldn't know what to do with the guy anyway. But the model is life comes from God. And therefore, one way or another, I must return this life, this human life, this human being to God. And the most fundamental way that it's done in a family is to train that person in humanity, in love, in trust, in generosity, in discipline, in loyalty, in joy, you see, in courage. Let this human being, male or female, grow up in a human environment and learn what it means to be human. That's why there is such an accent on family. You see, the very foundation of humanity is the family. And these people knew this, and they were instructed by God. And this feast of the Holy Family, the first reading, you see, Joseph and Mary applying this in a unique way. This child, Jesus, is a gift from God. In fact, he is God. And these two must create the environment in which Jesus will grow up. Think of the images that Jesus uses. Think of the depth of his feeling. Think of his compassion. Think of his weeping over Jerusalem. Where did Jesus learn all this? What are the primal images in the depth of the psyche of the Son of God? They come from his mother and his father, who loved him, so that physically, from the moment she began to nurse him, the Son of God was learning physically what it means to receive nourishment. From all eternity, without a second's gap, he receives everything from the Father. And now he's learning a reflection of that, you see, in the love, the training, the care, and that molds him so that his human feelings, imagination, memory, emotions, you see, they all reflect God the Father. They all reflect the care that God gave to his human, now human son through these two who were, you see, Mary, totally without sin. Why? So that she could have all the influence that a mother should have on a child. There would be nothing awry. If my mother was a nervous woman, I'll be a nervous man. She wasn't, but let's say, you see. This child has to become a, you know, learn perfection from perfection. And so that's why this holy family, and Joseph, he learns manhood from Joseph. He learns loyalty. He learns how to respect womanhood. He learns so many things in this family because that's where humanity exists. The family is the cradle of humanity. It's not just the indiscriminate production of babies. It's a family. It's a place where humanity is learned and developed. In the old hagiographies, very often, it would say, Saint so-and-so was born of a noble family. Now, they may have been applying some of that to the social status. But what they were really saying was, you know, in another level, it was a noble family. How many times do you hear that? And then you realize that the strength of character of those saints who didn't grow up that way. But the ideal, and this is why we have this feast, is to look at family, God's ideal for family, and receive from the Holy Spirit the capacity to be to the children, you see, this love of God the Father, mediated through male and female, forming this child to be a human being, to know what it means to love, to be courageous, to be truthful, and to know how to relate to others. That is the school of the family. So this first text, we see all these lessons. The child is a gift from God, the way that the child is formed, and finally we have a man of God, the founder of the prophetic movement. God heals, hears Shmuel.